Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
4, 3, 2.
Hey, Beverly Hills 90210 fans. It is now time for 90 News, where we look at all of your hot takes with your hosts, Brian Navarro and Pete Ferrero. It's time once again for 90 News. Hey, we are here on 90 News, and we should be everywhere on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram. I'm just going to pop up the thing here in case anybody has anything they want to say. Hey, Brian, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm really good. I thought we had a really exciting week covering A Pig is a Dog is a Boy. What was that like, man? Did you enjoy that episode?
Yeah, I mean, season 4 in general, I think probably my favorite season. A lot of people have said it before. I thought Larry brought a lot of great storylines to the show. My favorite, of course, is the Divas one with the Cat in the Hot Tin Roof, Brenda and Lauren, all of that. I mean, season 4, I just think is fantastic.
I agree with you. It is also my favorite season as well. And like you said, the whole Divas thing is really good. And it's the last season of Shannon on the show, so I always enjoy watching her work. And I feel like also the cast really came into their own in this season. You know what I mean? They were now they knew who they were. They knew what they were playing. And also I like the college experiences more than I do the high school ones, because they were more adult. And as you said, Larry had a big part of that. There was a couple of fun things we talked about on the show before we bring in and get into our topic of the week. Here's our conversation about Rocky the dog.
Yes, it's going to be all right.
Does anyone know where you got the dog?
Just one of the industry places. I mean, you know, they were
the really dog? Good. What? It's a fucking dog. Come on.
This particular dog is very talented. He's very talented.
Wrangler. The dog wrangler shows up with the dog.
but Larry, you just made the point. This is a talented dog.
At the end of the episode where Tori comes on and she's in the beach apartment on the couch and she says, oh, this is pound cake. The dog's fine.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's right.
I didn't call PSA that. So people don't feel bad, you know?
Yeah.
We had so many PSAs. The network got a little exasperated because we would need 30 seconds, and that was time they would have to give us.
Got paid was a good performance.
Oh, absolutely. The dog got paid. Absolutely.
Well, the dog wrangler. The dog,
wrangler gets paid.
They got a first-class wrangler. There's no doubt.
All right. Let's bring in our friend Larry Mullen. Larry, Don Mullen.
Hey, how are you?
It's good to see you. Our roving reporter is here.
Hey, Brian.
Lots about the dog there. Any more thoughts on the dog? Larry, you mentioned on the show that you thought it was a class act dog. That was a top notch.
Oh, yeah. We got the top, top of the line dog there. He was really good. I mean, that whole running sequence in the beginning is phenomenal. He's like free range dog just going down the street. And Dan Attias, who the director, is just shooting him. And then the dog did everything you wanted. He wouldn't eat food. He would eat food, played dead. I mean, Jesus. I mean, that dog was good.
Yeah.
And, in Hollywood, you have the best animal trainer. So what are you going to say? I mean, it's.
So just, and
we did audition the dog. We did audition the dog, though. I mean, we saw pictures of the dog, and that was it.
Speaking of animal training, everybody remember to check out Larry's the highlight of his career,
Monkey Mansion.
And did you see it, Brian?
I haven't yet. I actually just remember. I'm gonna
check out Monkey Mansion on YouTube now. But you have to remember, it's dry. There's no sound because there was a full orchestra playing to it like a silent movie. And then at the end of the little short film, this huge Rolls Royce, it comes right at you at the camera in the film. And then the stage, the curtain would go up and the Rolls Royce drove onto stage with all the orangutans in it. So it was really a cool opening. It ran for a number of years in Vegas called Enter the Night series. I mean, I wrote a number of shows. I worked for these orangutans for probably 20 years.
Yes. Is there, in directing animals, you now work, I mean, we're deep into the weeds about the dog and now the monkeys, but in directing animals, how do they do that? I mean, you were on set for some of that, like, did Dan Attias have problems with the dog? Like, you know, it's one thing to tell Shannon, go over here and say this line. It's another thing to say to the dog, run, walk down the street. It's two totally different things, I would imagine.
No, I mean, you know, again, these are really good professionals, the animal wranglers. They you know, they have rehearsed the dogs beforehand. So the dogs know the moves, and he's just basically like an actor, you know, just going to hit his marks.
It's funny to think of. What about the monkeys? We're not talking about Peter Cork.
The monkeys were incredibly talented. I mean, if you saw Every Which Way But Loose, those are the same orangutans.
Oh, man.
That was Poppy, who was the lead orangutan, who I wrote for many, many years, probably a couple of decades. Very talented. And there were certain bits the orangutans can do. You can kind of do the, you know, the shaft, you could do the finger, you could do the blah, 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 blah. You know, there's different bits. And you just kind of would write in knowing you're going to hit those bits for the orangutan.
Johnny Meyer says, I was an extra on 90210 for 2.5 years, was a student at graduation and the prom, plus other scenes. That would be fun to have you on the podcast at some point, Johnny Meyer. Yeah. Okay, this is the big topic of the day. It's this. How do you rate
that kissing went on?
When the director yelled cut, they continued on. Do you think?
I think they did. I think that was part of the problem. Why Jesus, why he's not coming back?
Well, Lucinda was just a, you know, as really then conceived and created by Chip and Larry, just became, you know, something that was so extraordinarily different from the high school years.
She was out there.
So the big topic here today is Brandon and Lucinda. Is that hot or inappropriate? And we've had some polls going on. Let's get the writer's insight on this. Is it hot or is it inappropriate? Larry Mullen.
I mean, it just depends where you're sitting on the fence here. I mean, look, it's totally inappropriate for a teacher and a student to have a relationship. But first of all, right out of the box. But it was a lot more common, you know, in 94 when we did this, or 93 when we did this. It, you know, it happened a lot more. And there wasn't such a stigma on it as there is now. I mean, now you'd be, you know, sent to jail, probably through the teacher. But look, we always, you know, again, we were, you know, doing 32 hours. I've said this many times. We were looking for storylines, looking for content, looking for things we could sell, you know, and the Fox PR department could promote, you know, hot storylines, exploitable storylines. And, you know, once we had Lucinda, who was in herself so attractive and so out there and you know, and sexy, that the Brandon thing was just great to, again, make another triangle: Professor Randall, Lucinda, and Jason. And then Brandon. And then we threw Luke in there. But yeah, it was totally inappropriate, but she was so hot. And so, you know, again, Brandon even says himself, I wasn't thinking with my head.
Right. Well, he was thinking, you know, with another thinking head.
With a small head. He was small head. Yes. Big head. And yeah, I mean, you know, again, we always allowed our characters to make lots of mistakes because that's what you do when you're young. And getting involved with a professor's wife was totally inappropriate, but it was so hot. You can see that in the kiss. Now, the kiss itself, if you notice, it's edited at the end. The editor cuts out of the kiss. The kiss does not stop. Yes. They do not pull out of that kiss. And nor did, and again, Jason was very attracted to Dina Meyer. There's just no doubt about it. I mean, and she, you know,
she was really so attractive. She's so,
I mean, she still is.
She's so attractive.
She's magnetic.
And you also, look at Dina Meyer on her Jason. Instagram. You look at Dina Meyer on her Instagram. Yeah. She's doing all this dancing. She looks still, Lucinda still looks incredible, or Dina Meyer still looks incredible. I can understand why Jason would be like head over heels, Brandon, for this person. Yeah. Yeah, or Brandon, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, that was the whole idea. And don't forget also, in just in general, Dina Meyer and Jason Priestley were not that different in age, maybe a year older.
That's right.
So, I mean, she was playing a young professor. And again, we had really a lot of fun with her in that whole feminist thing. We were kind of riding that whole crazy feminist, uber feminist character. And we just kind of kept going. Chip, you know, pushed me on that and pushed himself on that just to kind of, again, make it college, make it really, really unique what her character would be in the kind of class that she was empowering women long before we had even heard the word empowerment. But that's what was going on in that class until it really went bad. But no, Brandon, it was inappropriate. It was inappropriate, but undeniable. You can't, you know, what are you going to do? You make a mistake.
Lori Ebersol says she was definitely in full cougar mode, and how could Brandon resist? So that's a valid.
I mean, that's how we wanted to make it. And then the only one who resisted is Dylan, because he's realized that she's basically doing a quid pro quo. She wants money for the thing, and she's willing to have some sexual favors with. He realized, hey, you know, how shallow she was, and it kind of offended him.
But as a documentary filmmaker, I would say I would be just like Dina Lucinda in that I would do whatever it takes.
Well, there is that part of the artist that you have to be all in.
Right. You Colin Robbins had a woman investor, if you Mary remember,
Crosby, yeah,
for a very long time. So it's a part of the game. It's unfortunate, but yeah.
Unfortunately, as an artist, you know, you're at the mercy of people. You know, you
that's very true.
A lot of money.
It's show business.
It is. All right, Larry. Thank you so much. Would you want to stick around and hear what the results of the poll are? Because
what's the results of the poll?
Let's see. Let's see what the poll is. Here we go, Brian. I'm going to put it up, and you're going to explain it.
So yes, 68, a little over 68% said yeah, it was inappropriate. 31 said that they were into it, which you know, I'm of the opinion of, I think Larry said it best. Inappropriate, of course. I mean, put yourself in the shoes of the Walsh parents. You know, if you found out your son was being, you know, seduced by by one of the professors, of course you'd be irate and want to take action. Yes. But then there's the whole Dina thing where, I mean, she's just so attractive. And I mean, the age difference, it's like a 1 year difference. So it kind of muddles it a bit because, you know, it's, you think of a professor, you think someone a bit older and hot, yes, but also inappropriate.
Yeah, the answer is both. So on Instagram, it's 53% of people said it's hot. And 47% of people said it's not. So there is definitely a, I just want to make sure I'm looking at the right thing. No, I'm sorry. I take that back. Nope. The question about that was a different question. The question about Brandon and Lucinda, 64% of people said it's inappropriate. 36% of people said it's super hot.
Yep. So that makes sense. That makes more sense.
Yeah. That's all around where we are on this. I saw a movie.
I mean, again, that's good for the storyline because, you know, you got, again, something controversial, something people can chew on with their friends. And, you know, and then, you know, because we don't forget, it was all about water cooler, something you could talk about after the episode aired the first time. That was, you know, what we were aiming for.
I mean, and they were, and I'm sure people were talking about this for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And Dina Meyer, I saw
again. Yeah, you know, these episodes, as I said before, this was the 20 million people watching this episode, the first run.
Yes,
20
yes.
million.
That's an incredible amount.
It's a big deal.
Anyway, this was great, guys, to talk about all of this. Now, this week coming up, Larry, Strike the Match. Are you ready to go?
Talking about inappropriate.
And hot.
Yeah, we really pushed the envelope on this. Yeah, we wanted to kind of blow up the Donna Joe thing. And so we put Donna in the, you know, again, this was the era of MTV and they were the sexy videos. And we had all this kind of a slutty wear by all the girls and the things. And we just thrust our virgin into the middle of it. And we used a band which called Power Man 5000, which actually was a band that was signed to a record label that Jason Priestley was one of the owners of, called Curve of the Earth Records.
Is that how you got them? Is that how you found them?
Yes. In my everlasting thing to curry favor with the principals, I came up with that idea.
Yeah. Didn't help. He wound up getting voted off the island anyway. So it's
but I did.
He did his best.
Yes.
I draw. You know, I pull that all the stops.
Well, anyway, this has been great, guys. 9-0 News this week talking about this. We will be back Wednesday. Brian, of course, you're welcome to join us for Strike the Match. So we'll be covering that. And we'll have some people join us. And it will be a lot of fun. All right, Larry, all good?
All right. Thank you. Great.
All right. Thank you for being here, guys. We will see everybody next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.